Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, and certainly a great time having Jason and Jamie in here this morning. And for some reason, our open little spot is not firing here. But
it's okay, though. We're used to wrinkles, Rick.
Yeah, exactly.
Used to ironing them out, man, getting it going. Stoked to have Jason and Jamie Diamond in studio and just having a good time talking Santa Barbara sport fishing, otherwise known as, or previously known as,
Sea Landing.
But most people might know it as, right?
Yeah, I still call it that sometimes.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I've been there for so long.
You know? Right,
it's hard
exactly.
To use this, switching that over.
But if you want to join us in the second hour, please do so. You can not only join us on the YouTube and Facebook Live, if you're doing already, you can see on the camera, you can say hello, good morning.
Hey.
Or you can send us a text, and Rick and I will get those texts via the app. It's only done through the app. You want to make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, Jason and Jamie have been gracious enough.
Yeah.
It's almost like,
so cool, you guys.
Like Santa Claus Jason came in the studio.
How many trips are you giving them?
How many trips do you want?
Well, I think we're giving away.
One lucky caller or tester is going to get an opportunity to go fishing, and I think that's awesome, you guys.
There we go.
Yeah, we're really excited for that.
And we'll do that with a coin flip right here?
Yeah, we'll decide.
I think we should let the lady do it.
That's awesome. Yeah, you should. Yeah.
We'll decide whether that comes from a caller or texter at the end of the show. And
Challenge point. The challenge point.
Okay. Got it.
All right. And with that said, we do have our first catch report on the line, and you know we've mentioned a couple of times with the new system, when somebody calls on this particular hotline without a call screener, there are a rare time when we have somebody who pops onto the air that we don't have the number for. So, good morning, who's this? Well, it looks like the call fading in or out there.
While we're getting a hold of that though, Rick, I will let us know that it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, and it's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit also is the place to get the lowest price on ice and snacks for your trip? Did you stop there on your way in?
I just think it's awesome. I'm reading because you've known me, and here I am reading.
I'm really not that good at it, trust me.
You're actually really good at it.
No,
you've really come around.
Rick and Pete.
You used to be the most quiet little soft person I've ever met in my life. No, you're not. This is not quiet work.
Jason, anybody that knows me knows that I'm very reclusive and very down. But anyway, they have over 40 snacks, all at 89 cents. And it's kind of funny to me, too, Jason. As well as sandwiches and frozen bait and ice, too. Ice is nearly half the price of other places and only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And check this one out, Jason. If you purchase 35 gallons of fuel, you get 100 pounds of free ice. Dude, it's unbelievable.
That's a big one. Dang, that's a lot of ice, man.
Only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Where do you put 100 pounds of ice? A normal person.
Well, that's where.
Yeah, you put it in your kill bag.
It's an extremely huge gas station.
Okay.
That you could pull up in your private
boat
in there. Yeah.
Oh, that is living right there. Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I'm just in my bass boat alone trying to get a gas station, it can be really stupid.
And so where it's at.
You're right. I can feel a kill bag full of ice.
But it's in between Mission Bay and San Diego Bay. It's right in the middle.
How cool is that? Dude. See, everybody needs a place like that.
That's why we have it.
That's right. Awesome.
That's great.
We're going to start it off and find out what's going on at Cedro Sport Fishing. We got Rosie on the line.
I love Rosie.
Oh, my God. I can't believe Jamie and Jason. How are you guys?
Hey, Rosie. I can't wait to get back down there.
Yeah.
My gosh, that's some good fishing.
We can't wait to have you. You have just been so busy, you guys.
We have been busy. It's okay.
Someday.
I would love to. That would be fun, honey.
Are the yellows still biting, Rosie?
Well, let me just tell you, you know, we've all been watching Hurricane Priscilla come up, and Hurricane Priscilla turned into a tropical storm. And, you know, we had to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. We did have to, we were really blessed that we were able to reschedule one of our trips. And unfortunately, we did have to cancel one trip. But you know what? That hurricane that turned to a tropical storm, we got through this unscathed. I mean, we didn't.
Thank goodness.
Great.
That's
so cool.
That.
So
yeah.
Glad to hear.
We didn't get any rain. But what we did get, and I am glad that we did reschedule, you know, these trips, is we got swell. So
nice.
The harbor would have been closed anyway,
yeah.
Even though, like I said, no rain, you know, no wind, but the water was ugly. The water was ugly.
Everybody went thumping through there.
But, yeah, but what we did have was that beautiful calm before the storm. So the two trips that were there, we flew them out on their regularly scheduled days on Wednesday and Thursday. So they got their whole entire trip in, and they had some of the most calm, beautiful weather of the year, and everything was going off. We had some first-time guys down there that they actually fished four on Javier's Ponga. Three of them were hooked up at the exact same time, all on surface iron,
yes,
with a 44-pound yellowtail, a 40-pound yellowtail, and a 38-pound yellowtail.
Whoa,
so
that's
brothers.
Cool.
Oh, how
that's
awesome
great.
Is that?
Isn't
wow
that crazy?
Awesome.
And even the anglers said that it was, you know, they've been fishing a long time, too, and they said it was just so exciting that it went off like that. And they were just so thrilled to get those across. And if you look at any of our social media or our website, you will see those guys with their fish. They were very happy with that. So, and you know what? Dropper loop has been working well. We've got a few really nice halibut. The white sea bass bite has kind of turned off, but we've been getting some of the black sea bass. A lot of black sea bass were caught and released. A lot of the big guys were caught and released, and we had a few guys keep some of the smaller black sea bass in the 20 to 30 pound range. Still, those white flukes were actually working for the halibut and the sheephead.
Rosie,
so
yeah,
we
yeah
had some
yeah
big sheephead. I mean, like 15 plus to 18 pound sheephead coming
oh
over.
Wow.
Can't believe those guys.
Rosie, I
so
gotta tell you.
And then.
Go
yeah,
for it, Jason.
No, tell me.
That halibut fishing the evening on the shore, right down below,
yeah,
at the lodge.
Yeah.
Don't give it up,
yeah,
Jason.
It's so fun.
Give it up.
So much fun.
Stop, Jason.
I couldn't believe how fun that was. That's all.
You're
I'm just saying.
Secrets.
That was
yeah,
really,
right?
I loved that.
I'm impressed that after a day full of surface iron yellowtail fishing and calico bass fishing, and then coming back to the lodge and grabbing a shower and cracking the first Pacifico and having some ceviche, that you had
yeah
to walk down the stairs to go catch halibut.
As soon as Matthew and I got off the pond, we saw a guy there with a handline catch halibut. We're like, oh, dude, it's on.
Yeah.
we went down there and messed him up pretty good. We let every fish go, but I mean, it was all,
that's
it was
so
game
fun
on. Yeah. It was so cool. Yeah.
Well, you let the fish go. My husband was down there last year with his friend Greg, and they caught legal halibut from the beach, and they traced back up those 99 steps and said, fillet them.
Oh, I love
they
it.
Said
I love
it.
Oh, no, they were good-sized
yeah
halibut, too.
What,
we just didn't
what,
know what to do with
what
them
a beautiful place, Rosie.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Well, Rosie, I'm glad
it,
to hear
it really
that,
is
that you guys had no issues in terms of the weather. Bummer about having to slide things around, but that's what you guys do and get right back to it. And great to hear
yeah
that you were able to reschedule, and we'll get right back to fishing, and glad that there was no negative issues with the lodge or the boat. So if somebody does want to take advantage, what's our timeline like? I know there's not a ton of time left. Is there an opportunity to still sneak in this season, and how early can we start booking next year's trips?
Yeah, there might be one spot left to book, but that's iffy. The guy's trying to rearrange some stuff, but let's start looking at next year. And with that being said, I am working on getting the entire schedule up on the up online. We've got, you know, a few people that are you know, I give them that first right of refusal getting back on trips. But the best way to get a hold of me is actually to first of all look at the website, see what time that you want to go. Website is sagrosportfishing.com. And the phone number for me is area code 619-772-7570. And you guys all have a blessed Saturday.
You
awesome,
too, Rosie.
You're awesome, Rosie. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much, and we will certainly look forward to talking to you next week and hear about some more continued great fishing and glad to hear. Well, hey, we're going to go back in. We don't have the number saved, but I'm thinking it might be our bonus fish report. But we got a little bonus to the catch report. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Danny Lynch from Fish Show.
That's what I thought. It was going to be Danny. So Danny calling in for Mark. Mark obviously let us know last week that he wouldn't be able to join us, a little special trip. But coming to us is the soul of fishdope.com, and that's Danny who, you know, Danny, we used to always love catching your reports when you were in the neighborhood, but now relocated back to Florida, but keeping very close tabs on the fishing here. And, man, we're sure stoked to have you as a little guest appearance. Good morning, and thanks for bringing us that fishdope.com report.
Well, thank you for having me, and I got a little report for Rosie after the Southern California report. Let's start up north. Miguel, Rosa, San Nicolas, Tanner, they all are blown out today.
Completely.
There's a gale warning up, and buoys are showing 27.5 steady winds, up to gusting 32 knots. How about this? These are 7 to 8 feet at 5.5. That's about as ugly as it gets. Okay? Now, I had guys that were out at Cortez yesterday. They caught bluefin, did well on 20-pound class bluefin. But the high spot was unfishable because of really rough seas, and they sat off the east side of it on a fathom line. But it got worse as the night went on, and all those big Cadillacs are sitting in Pyramid Cove this morning catching yellows. So
we'll take that. Yeah.
Right.
Glad to hear some good opportunity at getting out of some weather and getting on some biting yellows.
Right. So if the intro is not getting too bad by this, you know, the guys in Santa Monica Bay are pounding the sculpin and sand bass on the El Segundo Pike. And I've got a buddy that's just hammering sable fish on the southeast bank off Long Beach. I don't know if any of you guys are old enough to remember all the dorymen in Newport Beach. Yep. They used to sell sable fish all the time.
Yep.
Well, that's where they got them, 900 to 1,200 feet of water on the southeast bank.
Interesting, Danny.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, I mean, yeah. Well, and what else? Like, for intro, your typical calico bass and bonito and short barracuda and the kelp all spread down from Dana Point all the way to Point Loma. I don't have any dope from the Coronado. I don't know why it's been so quiet. The last report I got from there, it was horrible. It was rolled over green. There are no yellows.
I think one bonus, though, Danny, is having this last week up and down with the wind, but this coming week is supposed to be much more on the friendly end, correct?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah,
we got a cold front coming on Tuesday.
Yeah, right. But a very short-lived scenario.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly some good fishing still to be had. And if somebody wants to keep in touch with everything that's going on with fishdope.com, we can save $30 off of a new membership using code HOOKUP now. It's all lowercase, no space. And, you know, Danny, the thing about Fishdope is, with yourself, with Jeff, the network is so large, so covering all the way up and down the coast, Mexico, offshore fishing, islands fishing, beach fishing. You guys just do a tremendous job, and it's because of all the hard work that you put into it that provides such great information. We sure appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, sure. It's not just me. I'm nothing, okay? All I do is answer the phone and read computer and whatever. It's our network of fishermen that get this job done, and it's the computer work that Jeff does for the SSTs and the chlorophyll and the currents and all that. I couldn't do this alone.
Well,
none of us could.
Well, you guys are sure doing a great job, and we appreciate the fantastic information every week. And like you say, this was a little bit of a get-through-the-wind scenario, but we got good weather in front of us, and we'll get right back to catching them. Appreciate a great job. Thanks for filling in for Mark, and we'll look forward to seeing more updates on fishdope.com, Danny.
Thanks, Hey, could I give Rosie's little report?
Of course.
Well, she wanted to know what's happening here in the Keys. And there's excellent fishing for yellowtail snapper, some mutton snappers, sparrow mackerel, pompano at the inshore reefs. And in this, during this last week, some blackfin tuna started to move in, and the first couple of wahoo are starting to show up. And nice. Wahoo fishing should be really good by the end of this month through November and December.
Oh,
and that's what
man.
I got.
That's
Rosie, you got to come stay with us.
Do you ever get out to fish that stuff, Danny?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, good for you. Good for you, man.
Danny, a great job and a great report. Very complete. East Coast and West Coast, we got it here. Appreciate it very much, buddy. We'll talk to you real soon.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Right, Danny, hey, thanks, and the catch report was sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town, either on Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
That's it, man. Well, text message absolutely packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through in the second hour, the only way is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Send in your text and make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need in case you win that awesome trip going fishing out of Santa Barbara Landing. First one I had was from John in Escondido. Because, guys, what an awesome show this has been so far. It got me so fired up to come fishing with you guys. Curious if there's any lobster fishing opportunities up your way, and can you tell us a little bit more about that white sea bass fishing with the flukes?
Well, lobster season is in full swing right
but,
now.
But is there a sport fishery? Like, is it?
No, there isn't a sport fishery.
Hang on. Well, recreational.
Recreational.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't do hoop net trips off our boat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if anybody had a Cisco's.
They do. Cisco's has a lobster trip on the
I'm going to look it up for you.
How about that? Yeah, we'll figure it out live.
What's it called? It's not the Urnaby anymore. But something else. But they do one every weekend.
But truly, Point Conception is like the northern, quote unquote boundary.
That's as far as they get, yeah. Because, my son and I commercial lobster fish up there. The further up you get past like the Tahigas area, it starts thinning out a little.
You mentioned Tahigas. And it brings
best
back
calico bass fishing sometimes.
Seriously, nostalgia.
The best trip I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I've been everywhere calico fishing because, I'm a bass junkie,
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, I had a trip at Tahigas one time. I never seen anything like it in my entire life.
Is it still a good fishery?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But this one particular day was insane.
You got my attention.
I've never seen it. I mean, every fish was between, I'm not going to lie, between 4 and literally touching 10 pounds. It was off the hook. That I never seen anything like it. It was the day for
like,
sure.
Like recent?
No, this was many years
ago. Many years ago. But it's still a viable.
Oh, are you kidding? We did a little trip with the Speed Twin crew and stuff.
Right.
Jesse came up. We put a little charter together, and we fished up there, and we just had a ball.
And poked and
we
and
caught
cock
so
oh,
many calico. Oh, it was
cool.
Unreal.
I our youngest.
Rob was up in the wheelhouse. I had my little 8-year-old with me, and Jesse had his kids with him, and we were having a great time, right?
Do you run those trips often? I mean, is that
no, not often.
Is it more charter group?
It's more charter orientated when you want to do something
like
that.
Well, you put a charter together and you go.
Exactly.
Put a charter together and you go.
I'll tell you one thing. That sounds good to me.
Why do I see Corey's charter coming next year?
Well, here's what's cool, too. Just say, like, something happened and the bass fishing, you just know it's kind of stuck.
Yeah.
We can just go shallow water rockfish fishing somewhere and have a great
And when you're talking shallow, you're talking 40 to 80 feet?
Yeah, sometimes 100 feet, 150 feet and shallower.
Or 20 to 30.
Real time.
Super
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I would love to take you some of those dark spots.
You know what you love?
And San Miguel.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that stuff around the point.
Oh. Around Point Conception? Don't give it up.
Oh, no, you would freak. You'd lose
it. He'd lose it.
But that you could
you
do
You talk about
that
brown rockfish fishing? Oh, my
incredible.
God. It's unreal. I'm serious. You wouldn't even believe it.
The rainbow.
Wouldn't even believe it.
And
all this is happening. I mean, a couple hours from where we're sitting right now, I mean, we have so many of our listeners in Orange County and Los Angeles. It's such a quick and easy trip to experience.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you found out the lobster.
The HoopNet trips are on the Island Fox out of Channel Island Sport Fishing.
Yep.
Their next one is on the 11th, and they have 4 spots available.
That's how about
so
that?
Rad.
They leave at 5:30, return at 10, and yeah.
At Oxnard Jetty can be really good lobster fishing. Too.
Right.
It can be so good.
Also, free diving, hoop netting off the jetties yourself, scuba diving. I mean, the Channel Islands is known for scuba and free diving lobster. What's really cool is, you know, we live in a little town called Carpinteria, just kind of between Santa Barbara and Ventura.
Beautiful area.
And the kids from the high school and there's a big fishy group of kids that are coming through, and it's pretty cool.
Our son
just graduated high school, and him and his buddies and some of the kids younger than him, literally after school, they get their stuff done. They're done with water polo, a swim. They go out and they'll just go free diving and spear a halibut,
grab some
lobsters, go back to one of their houses and cook. Like,
start cooking it up. It's pretty sweet.
Talk about like living the life, living their best life.
Awesome.
They're cracking out school during the day. Water polo, getting their workout, and then they all just go hit right from the beach, just swim out real quick.
But what a neat adventure for a family from Southern California to visit the northern area of Southern California.
Yeah. You can camp right there in Carp and do the same thing.
And go on a half day or a three-quarter day one day, catch some rockfish, white sea bass.
Well, speaking of great fishing, we're going to head all the way down to the East Cape right now. We got Pete on the line celebrating our Palmas de Cortez fun tournament. And man, Pete, excited to hear from you. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. First of all, great show, Corey and Rick and Jason and Jamie. Why in the heck haven't we had you guys on?
Right. Pete sent me like several texts this morning, like, wow, you're really good.
Just gotta ask.
Yes, man. And then some super good information, and we don't talk a lot about it, but there's such a great fishery up there, and I've experienced it, and, we should do it more, man. So you guys got to come back, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Hey, so, but
listen,
anyway,
man, the answer is always no until you ask. Right?
Yeah, okay. All right, you got it. We'll ask again for sure. So I want to thank Ken Frankie and also Wayne Cotto for helping us put this together, too, because they're the guys that said, hey, Jason and Jamie are going to be around. You got to jump on them and get them to come and be on the show. So thanks to those guys. And thank you guys for taking the time to come in and do it too, but coming here, we are experiencing Tropical Storm Raymond right now, and they had a hurricane earlier this week, and then Tropical Storm Raymond kind of fell apart. We just got totally drenched with water here, but now it's like partly sunny, but there's more coming, and they didn't fish today, unfortunately. The port closed, but there's not a breath of wind. It's nice out, but there's supposed to be a little bit of wind later on this afternoon, so that's probably why they didn't go out. But anyway, it's beautiful. It's been absolutely gorgeous. It's been hot. I mean, really hot and humid and no wind and stuff. And the guys did get out fishing. Our normal fishing days for the Let's Talk Hook Up 31st Annual Tournament, honoring Rich Top and Deb Barrows, which we're doing today. Or this weekend. It's Saturday, Sunday, today, and tomorrow. But because of the storm, we extended it to yesterday. So a lot of the guys got out. Team Noble Bananas caught a whole bunch of tuna. I think they said they had 9 tuna up to 30 pounds. They released the sailfish. There's been some marlin caught. There's also been a couple of blues around. A few Dorado. Drew told me they hit a spot where there was a bunch of Dorado around, and they had them hooked up. But the problem is bait. There's just not a lot of decent bait, maybe because of all the storms and stuff like that. But overall, East Cape is always a great experience. Palmas de Cortez looks better than ever. And the town of Los Barriles is really growing up. There's a lot of great restaurants and, you know, just super fun. We rented quads from our good friends at Can Do, who, by the way, if you're coming down here, Can Do does give a Let's Talk Hookup discount to everybody. Just mention Let's Talk Hookup. They're going to give you a way better price than they normally would. So Jimmy takes care of us very, very well. So nothing to report today, but decent fishing yesterday. I think the leaders of the tournament right now are Team No Bananas, but we have 13 teams in the tournament. So a good group of people. And hopefully we're going to get out and fish tomorrow. So I'll give you a report tomorrow and give you the update about what's going on there.
I mean,
continue to have a great show. It's sounding great.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. And, I mean, that's the beauty of being down in the East Cape, is if you do get a day that's a little bit soggy, there's so many other things you can go do, grab the quads or just hang out and have a cold margarita and eat some great food in town. And it certainly sounds like you guys are making the best of it, Pete. I'm glad to hear you got good fishing coming your way again tomorrow. And we appreciate the update. And, yeah, keep us in the loop. Let us know how tomorrow goes.
Yeah, for sure. We'll for sure. Yeah, we'll see about today. It might be a lot of indoor sports today because there's supposed to be quite a bit of rain this afternoon. But you never know. We're just going to jump on the quads, put our rain jackets on, and go.
Well, at some point, we want to see a picture of you guys at Smokey's Cantina there having a cold one in our honor.
Oh, you're killing me, Rick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, rib night is tomorrow night, so we're definitely jumping on rib night.
I like it.
Just had to stick it.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Pete.
All right, guys.
Well, thanks for the
update. Have a great show and enjoy. But, you know, when the weather goes through here, this looks like the last storm of the season, hopefully, for them down here because they've been getting pounded. But as the season goes on here, fishing is very, very good. So if you're coming down here, good for you because it's gonna be great.
Yep, well said. All right,
thanks,
buddy.
So
well, glad you're having a great trip. We're gonna continue to have some fun up here, and yeah, enjoy the tournament. And best of wishes to all our fishermen on the next final day there.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck for all
thanks.
County.
All right, take care.
All right,
thanks.
That report was brought to us by Gamakatsu, and if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing the bites. I know it's funny, Jason. I'm reading it all, but I get it done, and I don't know how, but it does work.
I love it.
Their 720 heavy-duty assist hook is the one for your nighttime jigging for bait fishing. The Nautilus beats nothing beats the Nautilus circle hook, and they come in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-aught, and for the big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized. See your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. And that's good times right there. And so many texts coming through, Rick, and I wanted to read this one.
Perfect.
And it's really cool. So many people listen to this show. And this one comes from Assistant Chief Eric Hoard.
Oh, Eric.
How about that?
Hey.
And Eric says, I wanted to give a shout out to Jamie Diamond. She's been a vocal supporter of our fish and wildlife officers and of our water enforcement. And we appreciate when she spreads the message of collaboration and of working together. She demonstrates that we're all on the same side and working together is the best way forward to manage fisheries. How about that?
Thank you so much,
that's
Eric.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank you, Eric Cord.
That was awesome.
You know, I just want to point out how important it is to, you know, whether it's your own boat or you work on the party boats or, you know, you're getting off from fishing, like I said, on your own boat, but having a relationship with your local wildlife officers is so important, at least like on a personal level, understanding that you're both people. They're people, they're doing their job and they're doing the best they can at it. And how important it is to, you know, how you approach them is going to dictate how that encounter goes.
How you approach them
how you
is
approach
also how
them is also well, how they approach
so
you. You know,
I'm
it goes both
honest.
Ways. It goes
things
both
have
ways.
Changed
let's
over the
let's
years.
Hear the honesty.
Things have changed. No, things have changed over the years too. You know, I mean, they have lightened up quite a bit and
well,
become different.
Up
and we also
relationally,
we
like
all relationally,
outreach.
And we also have come around to where you know they do have a job to do.
Yeah.
You know, and these guys are like they're not. I mean, let's face it. A while ago, those guys would jump on the boat like. Wow.
And not
you guys
friendly.
Are unreal.
And right? not friendly. Yeah.
Not friendly. But now it's a whole different ballgame, man. It's cool. You know, they do their job and they're really pleasant and really fun and cool about it, you know? And they explain to everybody, hey, I'm just going to check your bags and do a little bit of this and we're out of here.
Yeah.
You know? Totally cool.
You're just saying be more Jamie, be less Jason.
I mean,
those guys are totally cool
yeah,
these
that's
days.
Yeah, awesome.
Really cool these days.
Yeah. I'd say, across the fleet, for the most part, I don't like to use generalizations too often, but the relationship, especially that Ken Frankie has really helped create communication back and forth from the enforcement to the fleet. You know, I got a call literally. So I was doing a workshop this week, helping teach fishermen how to participate in the federal fishery management process, how to advocate for themselves, how it works. And one of the things we talked about was relationally, having that relationship. And while I was there, I got a call from one of our local officers. They said, hey, I know the Stardust is going to be doing a couple research trips this week, but the dates are this and this. And we got a report of a boat doing similar activity on Sunday, which wasn't one of the dates on the permit. was that you guys? And I thought, I'm like, no, man, we go check our pictures. You'll see exactly where we were fishing. We weren't doing that. We definitely didn't have nets in the water. And he goes, okay, thanks. He goes, if you hear anything, let me know.
That's great.
And that's the kind of, like, the relationship that Ken has helped, that Eric Cord has helped, you know, working together, communicating. We're getting more of that instead of assuming everybody's coming from the worst place.
Yeah.
Because at the end, we all have the same goal, right? What can you say other than that?
Yeah.
We want good fishing.
Right.
I like good fishing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what we're after. Right. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going, Corey, and lots of great opportunity here coming up as we continue to go, and all available via the text.
And we're giving away a trip of your choice. You can go on a 3/4 day or a half day, whatever you choose.
Stardust or Coral Sea. Yep. You'll get the info, and you can book it yourself. And
how about that?
And right online, right from your cell phone.
We're going to be right back. More of Jason. And thankfully, we have Jamie in studio. When we return,
reeling back in.
Right, exactly. I love it. Hey, I say that from my heart in a good way. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And boy, talking about this shallow water rock cod fishing at Sonora, Santa Barbara Landing.
Please.
So fired up.
Yes.
Corey, it's your world of a lead head and a swim bait and fantastic shallow water fishing. What's the rig of choice?
You know, if you're talking 60 foot or less, for sure, maybe even a 200 Tranks, but 300 I think would cover anything that Jason's going to do. 300?
300 is awesome.
Yeah, 300 Tranks, 30-pound, no more than 50-pound Power Pro.
I love this.
Yeah, right? Right up my alley, man.
You're a 50-pound Power Pro guy.
That's just what a great all-around line to put on all your bass gear.
And Tranks, man. Really? The cranking power and just the level wind, making it easy.
Smooth and easy. And like you say, you still have enough reel in your hand when you do hook one of those big ling cod or you do hook a big halibut. It's the one for it, no doubt about it. Check out your local Shimano dealer. For more information, you can check out Shimano.com.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance, staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find There were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Now we're talking old times while we're at commercial and talking when Jason worked on the Dolphin. Ken Frankie was a captain?
He was a Sunday skipper.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I used to look so look forward to that because he would, like, go somewhere cool. Yeah. And we'd knock the crap out of something fun
that day. Right.
I was always so excited about that. Yeah.
But just having you guys in studio has been so much fun. And by the way, welcome back to Let's Talk to Captain. I kind of forget where we're at sometimes. But giving away a trip out of
Santa Barbara Landing.
Who cares?
Okay.
Who cares?
Come fishing with us.
Hey, everybody knows what you're talking about.
If you want to go fishing with Rafa on the Coral Sea,
uh-huh.
or if you want to go with Sal
on the Stardust. Yeah.
It's your choice. How about
so
that?
Cool,
come on, like a caller or texter.
Yeah, we're having a great time here. Lots of fun. And again, if you want to join us in the second hour, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. There's a ton of great text scanning by, and we're going to look forward to doing that. And hey, we talked a little East Cape earlier. We're going to head right back down. We got Chris Moyers from the Smokehouse is on the line this morning, and we're certainly stoked to have you with our Smokies Curing Company and Canteen, a little Baja report. Good morning, Chris.
Rick, Corey, gentlemen, ladies, buenos dias. How's everybody doing today?
Buenos dias. Yeah. Good morning.
Thinking about that rib night, man. We're doing good.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, I think we're going to have to postpone it just till tomorrow, but we're going to get it done because we got another little storm coming in, and I think it's going to get pretty rainy here later today. So I think we'll just do it tomorrow. But yeah, it's been a pretty frustrating week down here. We've lost quite a few days of fishing due to storms. And, you know, we had Hurricane Priscilla come through. It actually didn't do hardly any damage, but, you know, when you got the storms, they still closed the ports and everything. But, the cantina gets rocking when people aren't able to go fishing, but when we were able to go fishing, it's going off. I mean, it's all about the tuna bite, guys. And they're close in off Lanero, La Ribera. They're, you know, 15 to 40 miles out everywhere else. And the tuna fishing's great. So, for instance, the car went out yesterday and got 16 tuna. And I think they got a Dorado and a Marlin. But anyway, the fishing's great as long as we can get out, but we got another little tropical storm coming through today. So unfortunately the tournament's going to lose a day of fishing today, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to get out tomorrow. And, hopefully we'll have some better news to report. But again, when the boats can get out, there are plenty of sailfish, blue marlin, roosterfish, and really, limits on tuna, for all the boats that want it. So, you know, a little bit frustrating to lose the days of fishing, but, hey, that's the way it goes. It's Vita, as they say down here.
That's it. The weather comes with it. It's the thing that makes it so prolific down there, and it's the thing that provides, you know, warm water up this way, and it's part of the allure of Southern Baja. Well, I'm glad to hear you guys are going to still having a great time, making the best of it. Stay dry, don't get too soggy, and we're going to be really looking forward to Pete's report on Rib Night tomorrow and see how things go on. Chris, if somebody wants to take advantage of everything that you guys do there, the East Cape Smokehouse, coming to have a fantastic meal at Smokies, how do we find you?
Yeah, sure. Give me a call at 858-231-1358. You can email me anytime at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com, or you can get a hold of me at VaqueraSportFishing.com. So we've got the fish processing, we've got the grilling cantina, and we've got the sport fishing. So get a hold of me for any of your needs, and we'll take care of it.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it very much, Chris. Thanks for that. And, hey, try to do your best to corral Pedro down there. I don't know how you're going to be able to pull that off with with no outlet of fishing today, you're gonna have your hands full. But best of luck.
I think so. I think you're right. Well, hey, I'll do my best. I think I'm the man for the job.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to another great report next week, Chris.
Take care.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Hey, want to remind you, a great opportunity to go fishing next week. We have a Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu sponsor trip on board the Liberty. It's a really limited load trip, a fantastic opportunity sponsored by a bunch of our great partners. There's going to be Gamakatsu hooks given away, Shimano swag, AFCO, Costa, all kinds of great opportunities to win some fun prizes. The trip's limited to just 24 people, and it's going to be and there's a light load right now.
There's open space.
Yeah, there's open spaces. Yeah. It's going to be an awesome opportunity. It leaves Sunday the 19th. Next week, comes home on Tuesday the 21st. If you want more information, check fishermanslanding.com. on that Gamakatsu-sponsored Liberty trip. Limited load. Great opportunity to go fishing.
And I've been looking ahead at the wind and the weather, and I'm just kind of a geek about it sometimes, and that's going to be a really – it looks like a nice stretch of weather in there.
Yeah, and, I mean, knock on wood, you know, the fishing has kind of remained good through it. You know, there was – just like everybody's talked about, there was some weather on the grounds that permitted guys from fishing where they would be. But, I mean, great fishing right up to it, and, you know, there's just no reason that – you know, this could very easily, especially two little tropical systems in a row down our way, this could easily be another shot in the arm that really extends this thing. Yep. Maybe that yellowfin tuna continues to push up the line. There's been really good yellowtail and yellowfin tuna fishing for the guys on the upper end of the ridge, you know, in those more multi-day, 5- and 6-day trips. This could easily be the push that gets that fish up into our more local zone and, you know, gives us a shot in the arm to get another couple of months of great fishing out of the season. So
please.
Anxious to see what happens as the wind backs off and that great warm weather and good fall continues.
And so the Liberty, you said it's the 19th?
Yeah, two-day trip on board the 19th. And again, lots of spots open and going to be a great one. Well, there is a ton of text. Everybody's excited to talk to you guys. I wanted to read this one from Tommy. It says, good morning, guys. Myself and a few buddies went fishing on Wednesday. We had such a great time on board the Coral Sea. It was my third trip this season. The hamburgers are second to none and the burritos are the best in the fleet. We caught 40 ling cod. And it was amazing to see some of the big fish, that were also caught in deep water, the release, calcod, yellow eyes, et cetera. Guys did a great job sending fish down on descenders. Can't wait to go again. Had an electric reel, which made it really fun. Great trip, and thanks for the opportunity.
Dude, 40 ling cod?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tough trip, man.
really struggled through it.
Yeah, better luck next. We'll do better next time. Yeah.
With better burgers.
You know, the electric grill thing's kind of cool, too. It's not like you have to wear a battery pack that weighs 30 pounds. And, I mean, and then when you move, the little leads come off your reel. They just screw a battery up in your reel now. It's good to go.
Isn't that crazy?
They come around
pretty good. They're definitely more user-friendly. Except the ones that kind of hang off the bottom. If you actually...
A little more bulbous?
If you lose your balance, it breaks the battery off.
No.
You can't get the thing out of the reel. It takes a while to get the...
That's
the
not a good situation.
No, it's okay. I'm sure they're fixing that.
It's fun seeing the technology is starting to come out with it now, too. Yep. Like with you know, small battery packs that can, you know, attach to the Hypalon. And now...
And it lasts a long time, too.
There's guys starting to manufacture, like, butt sections of the rod that internally house the battery. It's pretty cool.
I've seen all kinds of neat stuff lately.
There's some fun stuff coming with that.
It's definitely way better than the giant battery. I mean,
I remember seeing you guys bring car batteries on the boat and set them right there. And it's like, well, you're not moving. Like,
here's my spot.
It was a little ridiculous. Yeah, but now it's like I'd probably fish one of those, maybe, probably not. But I would.
How cool seeing some of that stuff too that does come out of deep water that we don't normally fish all the time. Getting to see cows and getting to see yellow eyes.
Right.
Like you say,
are areas where we can catch just thousands. I could fill the boat to the top of the bulwarks with that stuff on some areas.
That's really cool.
But I don't.
Sure.
Right. There's no need to go there. Research trips, I'll go out there and give them a little sampling. Just a little, you can get their feet wet a little bit on those.
So, Jason, like this trip described with 40 ling cod, how far of a run is that from?
That was about a 2-hour and 45-minute run from our harbor.
Okay. Yeah. Like, and that, is that the extreme? Like the extent
We'll fish the west end of Santa Rosa and sometimes east end of San Miguel and stuff like too on a three-quarter day.
On a three-quarter day.
See, the fishing's sometimes it's the, It's not the amount of fishing time. It's the quality of fishing time we can give you, too. Like, we got to go far. Well, we're going to knock the snot out of those things.
Right.
And then we can go back in. Because that's our day. We limit it out. We're done.
Of quality.
We hit it hard,
And you've mentioned overnight trips and 2 days. So how does do you have open party or is that all charters?
No, it's all private charters.
Oh,
we do private charters. Because let's face it. I mean, our open party business is pretty steady. We don't need to do any open party overnight. We'll catch all that sea bass you see, most of it's all three-quarter day fishing.
That's crazy.
All that lingo, it's all three-quarter day fishing.
Jump on three-quarter day, go catch a sea bass.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of nuts out there, like ourselves, myself. I love shallow water. Getting nutty about it, how do you, as a charter group, let's just say you're a fishing club listening, and you want to get a group together next year.
Yeah.
Are there spots, or
how do we go about
doing it?
You would call.
You call me.
Okay.
On our website, stardustsportfishing.com.
Yes.
We have a page that has our charter info, rates. I do need to update it with our 2026 rates, but it's not going to be too much different from this year.
Just a small adjustment.
Just a little adjustment.
Not mainly for the fuel thing.
But you can get the gist of
But you can get the info, the ideas. And then my number is on there to call. I'm who you call. Or if you email, you're emailing with me. If you info@stardustsportfishing.com. Open party reservations, go to the landing, Santa Barbara Landing. But for private charter, you shoot me an email. I'll shoot you a charter packet with next year's rates. And it's pretty simple. You know, give me a couple ideas of dates. I tell you what's available. You say book it. It's a 50% deposit, and you're done.
Off to the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in. Yeah.
What's the ideal charter group size, whether you're fishing on the Coral Sea or fishing the starter?
If you do an overnight Coral Sea, you can only take 17 people. Mm-hmm. That's all.
We have 17 individual bunks.
Individual bunks for people,
And is that the right size load? Is it better with 10? Is 17 the right amount? You know what I'm saying?
The boat's really good size. Yeah. Like our normal open party trips we take 25 people.
The boat fishes a whole lot more. There's just room for 17 people, so that's what you take if you're going overnight.
Yeah, so we're doing an overnight or 2 day trip with that.
We're not going to make you double up.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
But if you want to bring your wife or girlfriend, you can double up. Well, we can take more then. I'm not sleeping next to some dude, you know. I'm not doing it. I mean, good for some people, just not for me.
Yeah.
No, but so we limit the overnights and multi days to 17. That's a really great number.
Oh.
Lots of room on the Coral Sea.
That's limit. You've seen it all. You know it's right.
It's
so right
weird to be on the Coral Sea with 17 people. It's like, where is everybody?
And
it's awesome.
And honestly, you mentioned Coral Sea, and all I can think of is Rafa. Rafa is the most mellow, level-headed, but
he's so cool.
He gets the job done. Like, he's a fishy.
He hits it hard, man.
Yeah,
he's next level.
And he's growing up with you and the landing.
He's been with us forever, you know. I mean, I remember when he was a little kid ditching school, you know. We'd prefer if he ditched school to come out with us rather than be out with
Jason,
we
can't mention our childhood. Come on.
No, man, he's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of him.
That's good.
And then on the Stardust, so that boat could take a little over 40, but we limit that to 34.
Okay.
So there's
a little bigger boat.
And people
too.
Ask, you know, which one's better, this or that. They are just two very different boats. They are different platforms entirely. You cannot compare the two.
Well, Stardust has seating everywhere. We can see like 60 people.
We have lots of seating outside.
The
bunker.
What's the length on the Stardust?
64
feet.
Okay.
64.
Yeah.
64 plus a few inches.
And that's your half day boat.
No, it's our three-quarter day.
Three-quarter
day. Both our boats do three-quarter day and leave at 7 and get back at the same time.
The Stardust does do a half day trip on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
9:30.
We do the Wednesday half day because people there's people that love to do a half day fishing.
Yeah.
But we mainly three-quarter day fish every single day.
Sounds like so much fun.
Ready to go. That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, I had another fun Texas. Morning, guys. What a great show. I'm loving hearing about this fishery. It's something I've never done. You will 100% see me up there this year. My question is about time of year. Do you guys go year-round? Do you take a break during the winter? Is it only a summertime thing? Thanks for everything you guys do. Can't wait to come fishing. That's from John.
We do take a break in January and February. And March.
A little bit in March.
A little bit in March.
So rockfish season is for right now, it's April 1 to December 31, and we are full speed that whole time. Mm-hmm. January, February, we haul one of the two boats out every year.
We do full-blown maintenance
to reduce that mid-season breakdown type stuff. It happens. There's nothing you can do about it. But We do as much preventative maintenance as we can in January, February.
We just repowder our boats and everything.
Oh, where do you go to haul out?
Ventura Boatyard.
Okay.
That's our favorite. Well, because they can take big boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And they're awesome.
And then March, we'll throw on some half-day trips on the weekends, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We do a lot of research trips during that time of year. We also do floating marine labs with kids, similar to what happens down here. Yeah.
Do the otter crawl thing in the
morning. Right. So, you know, there's a handful of boats down here that do that in the wintertime, the off season. We do that too. It's a really great program to be able to offer to the community, and that's what we do. But yeah, April 1st, we are full speed ahead through December 31st.
Incredible.
And when was that crazy sea bass halibut? What was the window that happened this year?
That started right away.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, almost to be like, I want to say like mid-April, third week of April.
As you guys got rolling, it was ready for
it. It took us by surprise a little bit. Cool. We were not prepared for it to happen when it did. I mean, we were always.
Maybe
we
were always prepared.
We're always prepared. We weren't anticipating.
Yeah, right.
How about that? We're always prepared.
I like it. Maybe you weren't prepared. I was.
But, you know.
Lifetime of preparedness.
Yeah,
how
true.
How fun, you guys. Yeah. That's cool.
There are so many crazy texts coming
through.
Let's
keep it rolling.
Like, it is. And they're so complimentive, and every one of them is so kind. And I want to read this one. It comes from Ed in Bakersfield. And Ed says, just wanted to say the Coral Sea has the best captain and the deckhands to fish the Channel Islands. I've been out twice this year, and I'm hooked. And if you want white sea bass and lean cod, that's always delivering. And that's, again,
cool.
From Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
I know.
Awesome.
Super cool.
We appreciate that.
Rick, there's a crazy amount of
things. Yeah, this one as well. Says,
who doesn't like compliments, right?
I just want to say how much I love Santa Barbara Landing. When fishermen go up there, it's so cool, the different opportunities that happen, whether you're fishing close to the islands, close to the coast. And I want to mirror what Jamie said. If you are up there, they have a plan for no matter what the weather happens to throw at you, flat, calm, or breezy days. Thanks for everything you guys do. Can you give me a list of where your absolute favorite spots to fish are if the weather is not a factor?
Oh, definitely the Channel Islands.
But, like, where?
That is
which
like
island? Which part of
Santa Rosa is my favorite island.
They prefer
island.
Latin Long.
That's my
exactly where.
I'm
what piece of hard bottom?
Rosa?
What does the current need to be doing?
Rosa has to be my favorite place.
It's in your heart.
Maybe in the world of fish.
Okay.
It is so diverse. There's so much different varieties of fish there. You know, like our white sea bass, our halibut, rock, you name it, we catch it there.
And on the back side of there, you know, different times of year, you go a little further offshore.
We caught a bluefin tuna not long ago.
Really?
50 feet of
while they were white
feet
sea bass
of water
fishing.
And a white sea bass and slash bonito bite.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
Figure that out.
And I know the yellows get up in there too. Like, how often do you?
We don't get much yellow on the. We don't get much on front side, but you get one every now and then.
Yeah.
We got a few this year.
And they really don't want to go much
any further.
Past there.
Oh no, that backside, that little foot back there can hold them sometimes.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Whether they bite or not is a different story, but you can see them a lot. I sure would like to catch you if we're not biting right.
And I keep mentioning squid because I know squid is like a big part of the Channel Islands.
Squid's huge.
Yeah. Is that, like, when there's a higher population of squid, is that when the yellows or?
I'm going to say the white sea bass may bite in higher squid years.
Okay.
Might bite a little better.
So we can say it's been higher squid years.
This was a good squid year.
It's a good
squid
year.
Good squid year, yeah, for
incredible.
Sure. I'm going to say that probably had a contributing factor to all of that.
Right.
You had mentioned that you and your son were doing lobster fishing. How's the start of the season been?
We are absolutely catching a ton of them.
Great.
The price is a little low.
Yeah.
What isn't messed up sometimes from fishing? There's always a little wrench somewhere in something. And we just get through it, you know? But fishing's good this year.
Great.
This is a really good lobster. I imagine everybody's doing really good. All the hoop netters, everybody. I imagine it's real good.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's been an above average year. Certainly down here this way. Same
thing. Better than last season.
Both for recreational and commercial. It just sounds like it's just another healthy fishery. Things are in a good cycle and a good swing, and we're just in a really good spot right now.
Everything's been a really good spot for a very long time.
I like
it. It just keeps getting better and better all the time.
You're right about that.
I'm not lying.
Because
this is the good old days, man.
You say that with passion because
it is.
Jason and I grew up on these boats in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right here overlooking the landings and out of the world headquarters.
And that was really good fishing too.
And if you caught a bluefin, it was at the islands.
You're right. That's kind of
12 to 15 pounder.
Right.
Like that was.
Oh, remember that? You would use your light little 15 pound and a number
small hook and a live squid.
And an anchovy
or squid.
Or squid. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would go on those 3/4 acre so I could catch one of those.
And on top of that, there was no white sea bass. Like a white sea bass was truly.
You catch some short ones in the kelp when you fish for calicos.
On occasion.
On occasion, but not a keeper.
Not like today.
If you did get a keeper, it was massive, right?
Not weeks at a time on every trip at a Santa Barbara landing.
But that's why Jason, with passion.
Yeah.
Is trying to convey that these truly are the good old days.
No
the bluefin, the halibut.
Yeah.
Just
the
look around. The calico fishing sometimes. I mean, all the fishing, the bonito fishing, all the you know, I mean, it's good,
but
man.
Also,
it's been good for a long time.
Think of all
been.
The ancillary things aside from, like, you're seeing more dolphins, you're seeing more whales, you're seeing more seabirds. You're just, like,
it's all connected to the anchovies.
Alive.
Yeah,
it really is.
And it is fired up
and
out there.
And if you don't think so, you should probably get out here and actually check this out before you listen to them, whoever them are. Them do not jive with me too good. They
That's
and
why
them,
I'm so glad
okay?
that there's a Jamie out there, because I'm with you. I can't. Like,
no, they
when,
and them really piss me off sometimes. Yeah.
Well, check this out. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won a trip out of Santa Barbara Landing. And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a sea keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Accurate, AFTCO, Talstar, Gamakatsu, and Costa. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Cook. We're going to have Jamie flip the coin. Go
okay.
for it, Jamie.
Yeah,
find out who's going fishing
on the
it.
Table,
yeah,
or do I have the pressure
right
of having to
table.
Catch it? Okay.
Yeah. Let her flop.
Call her, text her. That's all right. Is it a C or a T?
What do we got?
It's a T.
All right.
T. That is text her for Tommy.
Hey, Fillmore. Right. Congratulations, Tommy.
Tommy and Fillmore.
You're going fishing Santa Barbara Landing. You two, this was so much fun. I don't know that we've had a pair of people that have passion for fishing like you two in a long time, and it's the thing that makes me happier than anything in the world. And this was so, cool talking about this place and what you do, and Jamie, all the things you do for us as fishermen, keeping us on the water, your participation in SAC, in the PFMC, everything, the landing, the boats. This was so cool, and we would love to have you guys come back more often. This was really, really cool.
We are so down to come back.
I just, I got to take a second and thank Jason right here, because without him, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. He is so supportive and knows that how important it is. He makes sure the boats are running, that the kids are taken care of, you know, when I have to go for a week at a time. During our anniversary.
Right.
Yeah. You know? This is your anniversary week in which you were doing workshops and doing Let's Talk.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you guys awesome. I just, you know, without
after
him.
After
that,
we're going to hit it hard,
There it is.
I mean, doing things and having fun. What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
Well, if somebody,
if
somebody wants to go fishing and get into this great fishing that you guys have all the time, which I'm one of these people. How do we come? How do we find you? How do we book a charter? How do we do it?
You can get online. And look at
let's have Jamie tell us.
Okay, StardustSportFishing.com. StardustSportFishing.com. Call Santa Barbara Landing 805-963-3564. That's 963-3564. Area code 805. Santa Barbara Landing. StardustSportFishing.com. You can book online. Go to the website. It has all the charter info, our email address, all the phone numbers there. If you remember nothing else, StardustSportFishing.com. We're on social media, Instagram, Facebook. All
Jamie,
that.
Jason, two wonderful people in this world.
Awesome, you guys.
We've got to say
guys.
Hello.
Yeah, I got to say good morning to Wyatt. He's been watching all morning. My boy stayed with Grandma last night and had a little sleepover. So,
Wyatt,
hey, buddy, good morning.
Right there.
I think we got maybe Matthew, Max, and Molly, our kiddos,
they're
listening in too. So thanks, guys.
You guys, this was awesome. You. Thank you so much. I'm in. I'm coming. I'm coming with Corey, and let's make this happen. I really appreciate it. Great job, and man, keep us updated. We'd love to hear some reports as things are going. If you guys have some fun fishing, please call. We'd love to hear an update from Santa Barbara Landing, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys as the season rolls on.
Nice.
Thanks
very much, you guys.
This was
awesome. Thank you so much.
We really, really appreciate you, and really appreciate you listening out there. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. You're stuck with just Corey and I. We're going to be hanging out, talking fishing. The show is for you. No agenda, your phone calls, your questions. We're going to have a great time talking fishing, talking reports, and talking a lot with you. Going to be a great time. We'll look forward to hearing from Pete again tomorrow down in the East Cape. Hey, great time. We'll look forward to having you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We'll be on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.